Well, you've heard the statement before, seeing is believing. And that really is the premise behind the Milk Marketing Board's latest tour program, which escorts chefs to cheese plants and dairy farms to get themselves a firsthand look at the quality, passion, and effort put forth in producing Wisconsin's award-winning cheese. Now, Dave Leonardi is the director of tours and events for the Milk Marketing Board and says, even though some of the chefs have initial resistance to the farm tour, when it's all said and done, most of them will say, boy, I understand now why you took us on those farms.
I now understand why you insisted that we go there, because quality starts on that farm. The passion starts on that farm. The care and concern of the whole dairy industry starts on that farm, and they really get it.
Now, Leonardi says in the marketing field, a lot of times you hear the statement, you're not selling the steak, you're selling the sizzle. When it comes to Wisconsin's cheese industry, what's our sizzle?
What we're selling is pride. We're selling passion. We're selling variety. We're selling just the variety of uses of a single cheese. I love to bring a single cheese to an event and say, you know, let's see what 20 different things we can do with that single different cheese.
Leonardi says he's also excited that more of the 4- and 5-star restaurants are now serving Wisconsin cheese.
And it can be in a number of ways. It could be as an appetizer. It could be part of their bar menu where they're doing cheese plates. It could be part of a finished course as opposed to a dessert course. It could be, obviously, in their main course. It really is happening not just in our backyard, not just in the Twin Cities, Chicago, in our backyard, but really you can go to Kansas City and find places that feature Wisconsin cheese. You can go to Boston. You can go to Orlando, really across the country. It's growing.
And Leonardi says something else that's making Wisconsin cheese popular, from parties to major restaurants, are the pairings now available.
Chocolates is probably the latest, greatest trend, and it's just kind of cutting edge, and a lot of fun's coming out of that. Beer has been kind of the buzz lately, and still growing, because let's face it, not only do we make a lot of great cheese in this state, we make a whole lot of great brew in this state.
We certainly do, and they are a great combination. Well, speaking of our cheese, quiet day for blocks at 190 and 1/4 cents per pound. However, barrels lose 7 1/4 to 179 3/4 of a cent, and AA butter remains at $1.56. Class 3 prices mixed, November 1876, December up to 1786, January gains 2 to 1712, and March down to 1684. Board of Trade, December corn off 3 3/4 at 421 a bushel. March drops 4 cents to 431 1/4 cents. Beans for November up 3 3/4 to 1264 1/4 cents per bushel. March up 4 1/4 to 1242. And December wheat off 2 3/4 at 653 3/4 cents per bushel. Livestock out of equity, choice beef steers and heifers 112 to 127, Holstein steers 98 to 109, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 72 to 92, most of slaughter cows 53 to 71, our replacement bull calves 95 to 180, heifer calves 60 to 155, barrels and gilts 70 and down, feeder pigs 40 through 60 pounders 30 to 50, and feeder lambs 145 and down. And that's your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.